Ezekiel chapter 46. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east will be shut the 6th working days. But on the Sabbath it will be opened, and in the day of the new moon it will be opened. And the prince will enter by way of the porch of that gate outside, and will stand by the post of the gate. And the priests will prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he will worship at the threshold of the gate. And then he will go out, or go on, but the gate will not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land will worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the Sabbaths and in the new moons. And the burnt offering that the prince will offer to Yahweh in the Sabbath day will be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering will be an ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon will be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram. They will be without blemish. And he will prepare a meat offering, an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and for the lambs according as his hands will attain to, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And when the prince will enter, he will go in by way of the porch of that gate, and he will go forth by the way of it as well. But when the people of the land will come before Yahweh in the solemn feasts, he who enters in by way of the north gate to worship will go out by way of the south gate, and he who enters by the way of the south gate will go out by way of the north gate. He will not return by the way of the gate by which he came in, but will go across over against it. And the prince in the midst of them, when they go in, will go in, and when they go out, he will go out. And in the feasts and in the solemnities, the meat offering will be an ephah to a bullock, and an ephah to a ram, and to the lambs as he is able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. Now when the prince will prepare a voluntary burnt offering or peace offerings voluntarily to Yahweh, one will then open for him the gate that looks toward the east, and he will prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings as he did on the Sabbath day, and then he will go out, and after his going out, someone will shut the gate. You will prepare daily a burnt offering to Yahweh, a lamb of the first year without blemish. You will prepare it every morning, and you will prepare a meal offering for it every morning, the 6th part of an ephah, and the 3rd part of a hin of oil, a temper with the fine flour, a meal offering continually by a perpetual ordinance to Yahweh. And in this manner will they prepare the lamb and the meal offering and the oil every morning for a continual burnt offering. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, if the prince gives the gifts to any of his sons, the inheritance of that gift will be his sons. It will be their possession by inheritance. But if he gives a gift from his inheritance to one of his servants, then it will be his to the year of liberty. And afterward it will return to the prince, but his inheritance will be his sons for them. Moreover, the prince will not take any of the people's inheritance by oppression, to throw them out of their possession, but he will give his sons' inheritance from out of his own possession, so that my people are not scattered every man away from his own possession. After he brought me through the entryway, which was at the side of the gate, and into the holy chambers of the priests that looked which looked toward the north, and I saw that there was a place on the two sides westward. And he then said to me, this is the place where the priests will boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, where they will bake the meal offering, so that they do not carry them out into the outer court to sanctify the people. And then he brought me out into the outer court and caused me to pass by the four corners of the court, and I saw in every corner of the court there was another court. In the four corners of the court there were courts joined by 40 cubits long and 30 wide. These four corners were of one measure. And there was a row of buildings round about them four, and it was made with boiling places under the rows round about. And then he said to me, these are the places of those who boil, where the ministers of the house will boil the sacrifice of the people. End of chapter.